This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will provide Kyiv with a new military package worth up to $500 million, the Pentagon said on Tuesday in a show of support for Ukraine's fight against Russia as Moscow deals with the aftermath of a mutiny by mercenary fighters.
This package includes key capabilities that will support Ukraine's counteroffensive operations, such as mine clearing equipment, armored vehicles, and artillery rounds.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the finances of a catering firm owned by mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin are being investigated in the wake of Saturday's attempted mutiny. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Meeting with army troops at the Kremlin, Putin is saying that he hopes no one stole anything, but that it will be investigated. Earlier, he told a crowd of 2,500 security personnel at a ceremony there that they'd stopped civil war from starting. Putin doesn't mention Prigozhin by name, who's reportedly now in Belarus beginning his exile after the incident, according to its president, Alexander Lukashenko. Lukashenko is said to have brokered the deal that ended the crisis. On Tuesday, he said that he warned Prigozhin that Russian forces would, quote, squash him like a bug if the mutiny had carried on.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Pope Francis's peace envoy to Ukraine arrived in Moscow Tuesday for a visit just weeks after visiting Kyiv, according to the Vatican and media reports. It's the first trip to Moscow by a senior Vatican official since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Find more on our website.